Can we do a setting the bar here?
I think we should.
All right, setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. We always give these stories to you. We set the bar very low.
It's so a low hurdle you can jump over.
Yeah, there you go. If you can manage to make it through the day without lying to your boss to get some time off work, not too bad, right? Sorry. Lying to your boss saying you have coronavirus.
Oh.
To get the time off work.
Yeah. That's a no-no.
And end up getting the feds involved.
What?
When your fake medical note raises red flags. You're doing okay.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to introduce you to Santuan. He left work back in March, said his mom was exposed to COVID, and then said, oh, yeah, guess what? I got it, too.
Oh, no. Okay. So this sounds like a perfect plan because this has affected a lot of people.
Absolutely it has. Sure. And maybe not necessarily something to joke about, as he found out the hard way.
Uh-huh. So when did this perfect plan start to unravel?
So it unraveled when, well, he falsified medical excuses to his company, which, by the way, Fortune 500 company.
Ooh, that's a big company.
Yeah, because they checked in on it.
Well, yeah. And I know I've gotten a doctor's excuse note before, and they tell you if you have test results. Like when you were tested for the flu, when I was tested positive for the flu, they put that on the medical excuse that I brought in.
Yeah. And so the feds ended up stepping in to investigate and found out he was making it all up.
Oh.
$100,000 it cost the company to sanitize the entire workplace, quarantine the other employees. He was charged with wire fraud. Well, I mean, it was probably good that they sanitized it anyways.
Well, sure.
But
he could say that. So, you know what?
Yeah, sure.
You're welcome.
Right.
I've made the place a lot cleaner now and healthier for us all.
But this is not the way to go about it.
Okay.
This is what we're saying, all right?
How many people, though, seriously, honestly, how many people have, like, I'm feeling a little, I don't think I can make it in today.
Well, I admit that I've done that in the past, not, you know, before coronavirus and all that.
Uh-huh.
I've
like on an 80 degree day.
Like I've done, you know what?
I'm gonna go hang out. It's too nice to go into work.
I'm real upset stomach.
Yeah.
Not feeling very well. I've got the sweats. Can you cover for me?
I hope you feel better.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then, you know, you have an afternoon and you come back the next day. Yeah, it's a 24-hour thing. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was a little bug.
Weird. Yeah, a little weird.
Yeah, this is not that level.
Not that level. Not at all. No. So, Santuan charged with wire fraud there. So, yeah, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without lying to your boss, you know, just so you can get some time off work. Gosh, I mess that up every time. Sorry. Lying to your boss saying you have coronavirus.
Right. Yeah. That's another level.
And getting the feds involved.
Yeah.
Another level yet again.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're doing okay.
Do you think he still has his job? It didn't really say that he was fired.
You know,
I can't imagine, though, he's going to have a stellar review if they let him come back.
Sit down, Santuan. Let's talk about your performances.
Your performance.
Yeah, right. That's Set of the Bar on 99.7 DJX.